This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello everyone, this is Biotechnica. Another pleasant day is here, leaving us together to find out how rapidly we are getting affected by the world around us. So, we chose one of the topics of current public interest, that is, impact of parental smoking on child health in modern India. Well, not so recent, but yes, looking at the increased health issues, parents these days are more concerned about their children's health. There are frequent doctor visits and regular checkups. But unknowingly, parents who smoke or smoked earlier and gave up during pregnancy still are affecting their young ones. Yes, the Global Tobacco Adult Survey or GATS, its report shows that India is the second largest consumer of tobacco. Well, most of us are actually witnessing the same, isn't it? Around 28% of the population is addicted to it in one or the other form, out of which 10.7% Indians actually smoke. Now, most of us must be aware about this fact that in India, smoking has been banned officially at public places since 2nd October 2008. It's been a decade. The consumption is still continuing in the rural India. Just think about it, guys. Let me tell you about a research published in American Journal of Preventive Medicine, which states that non-smoking adults have a higher risk of dying from serious lung disease if they grew up with parents who smoked. The researchers also said that childhood passive smoking was likely to add 7 deaths to every 1 lakh non-smoking adults dying annually. Are you getting what it means? This means that if there is a person who has never smoked in his entire life, is still prone to death because of the childhood passive smoking which was forced onto him. Just reconsider where we are heading to and what kind of future are we giving to our children. Here comes another warning for parents who smoke. Their children are known to be at a risk of asthma and poor lung development. Not only this, the effects of childhood smoke exposure persist into adulthood, resulting in chronic obstructive lung disease, other serious issue. On top of that, the researchers also emphasized that childhood secondhand smoking may also increase chronic illness and healthcare dependency in later life. Do we want to see our children getting dependent on medical aids for their life? The main place where young children are exposed to secondhand smoke is their home. Smoking by either parent promotes development and progression of most common type of childhood cancer, which is acute lymphocytic leukemia or ALL. This was stated in a report by the researchers of University of California, San Francisco. According to Dr. D. Smith, paternal preconception smoking may lead to a higher propensity of deletion in children with earlier onset of ALL, which means if there was a person who used to smoke earlier before his marriage, who is going to be a father now, he can also be the cause of ALL or blood cancer to his children. So it is not only mother who should be taking care, but father is also expected to get rid of this poor habit. ALL, which is one of the two primary types of leukemia or blood cancers in children, occurs when WBCs, which are called white blood cells, also known as lymphocytes, develop errors in their DNA. This genetic damage will cause enhanced growth of unhealthy blood cells and will overpower the content of normal WBCs. Genetic deletions found in ALL patients also remove the cell cycle controlling proteins and other transcription factors which were actually involved in giving the person some immunity. Now, you may think that it's all right to smoke before pregnancy. Smoking during pregnancy can be avoided, isn't it? But my friends, in the same research, by the same researchers, it was found out that the children who were diagnosed with leukemia actually were exposed to increased levels of tobacco particles in their wombs. These dust particles actually remain on carpets for several years, and it is also assumed that it could increase leukemia risks in future as well. Another report by All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, has revealed that men who smoke are also more likely to father children with cancer. This happens because smoking damages sperm. The toxin in cigarette smoke causes oxidative stress. Now, normally, whatever may be the oxidative stress that body is facing is counteracted by the antioxidants which we usually get from fruits and vegetables that we eat. However, in case of sperm, the antioxidant effect is not as strong, making the sperm more likely to get damaged. Sperm damage has been linked to many childhood cancers again. These are just few recent reports. If we consider articles from last two decades, we will be able to analyze how much harm can occur if India continues to smoke at this rate. There are numerous conditions which are stimulated by parental smoking, by either father or mother. Stillbirth, infant mortality, low weight at birth, sudden infant death syndrome, impairment of child's learning ability, reduced IQ, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and what not. When the cigarette packet is itself mentioning smoking causes cancer, is there any need to burn a hole in your pocket with that burning stick? Biotechnica is a tobacco-free zone. Is your place too? We have a motto. Everyone has the right to get clean air. Please share your opinions regarding ideal approaches to come out of this epidemic situation. Whether tobacco ban in public place has left any positive impact on the society? Is there any possibility to adopt and enforce home smoking bans in India? Is it possible to remediate the situation by charging heavy fines? For Biotechnica, I am Preeti Saini. Feel free to interact if you want similar discussions on related issues.